Following the indictment of former commission member Scott Maddox on federal extortion and bribery charges, the seat he left vacated is generating some buzz. Two of the candidates who lost commission races in the recent local election are taking another crack at it. Bill Shack, food service director at the Kearney Center Homeless Shelter, ran for commission seat 3.
I was in the race before anybody else this cycle. I was in April of 2017, so I was on the campaign trail well over a year and a half.
Shack says going through a campaign familiarized him with issues relevant to the commission. Now he says he wants to use that knowledge to help his community. And he got to know the commissioners who he has another chance to serve alongside.
Three out of four candidates or commissioners that are there now, I ran right alongside them. They know exactly the way I feel about all those positions. They watched me debate and answer questions on different issues, and I watched them do the same thing. So, and I believe when you're on the campaign trail with a bunch of people the way we were, you really get a sense of who these people are, and they get a sense of who you are.
Howard Kessler is a former Wakulla County Commissioner who threw his hat into the ring for Commission Seat 5. Now he, like Shack, is hoping to win the commission's favor.
You have three new people, including the mayor, that offer the citizenry a change in direction of where the city was going with respect to especially the issue of ethics.
Kessler's campaign was centered largely on bringing ethical leadership to City Hall. He emphasized restoring public trust in government and now sees an opportunity to continue that message.
My impression is that there is this shift towards a commission that will pay more attention to how they function in the ethical realm.
Though it's not an election, those vying for the seat are still trying to get their message out. Shack says he has spoken with those who supported him during his campaign, asking them to write emails of support on his behalf to the commission. He has also promoted his renewed push for the seat on social media. There's another person in the running, though, who feels he has a stronger claim to the seat than the others. Bruce Struble is coordinator of Florida A&M University's Sustainability Institute. He ran against Maddox and lost during the 2016 election cycle. Here he reads from a section of the city charter he feels makes him the logical successor to the seat.
No candidate for the office of the mayor or city commission, nor any candidate seeking nomination in any primary election for such office, shall promise any money, office, employment, or any other thing of value to secure his nomination or election.
Struble says he has talked with attorneys who agree his case has legitimacy based on the charter's language, though he hasn't yet been in direct contact with the city's attorney about the matter.
When I lost, I chalked it up to, I was my first time campaigning. I was up against a more experienced politician who had a lot of resources. But then to come back years later and find out how he kind of built himself up through these unfair means, I felt that, I didn't get it wasn't a fair process. And then looking at the charter, it would appear that if we followed the rules suggested in the charter, then I would be awarded the seat.
The city's attorney recently told the Tallahassee Democrat the section of the charter Struble is referencing does not apply in this situation because Maddox was suspended by Governor Rick Scott, creating the vacancy. The commission will announce its selection on December 31st. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.